His name's Josh Ward of Sports 180 fame, noon to 3 p.m. Josh, look, you're joining us to talk mock drafts, but we just had our own draft here. We're talking about action actors. So we're talking about actors that are in action movies. Not the characters, just the actors themselves. But I'd like to revisit yesterday. Josh, is there anything wrong with lettuce wraps? I want you to be honest. If I took you to a particular chain restaurant right off of Paper Mill and I ordered us some lettuce wraps, you would indulge, would you not?
I would happily have the lettuce wraps, yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious.
To play off the intro there, go your own way, Tyler Ivins. Don't let them push you around if you want to enjoy a nice lettuce wrap. It sounds like you'll be able to get an extra lettuce or two to fill up the rest of that chicken.
Yeah, a little lyrithologist is Josh Ward. Hey, Will told us yesterday that you're releasing a rap album. Can you confirm or deny?
Yeah, it's going to be a mix of cover songs and then some stuff that I've been working on in the quarantine here in the home studio.
Well, you know, you got the free time available, Josh. Let me ask you, your mock draft 1.0 is live at 991thesportsanimal.com. Do you have any surprises, or is there kind of a bold prediction from your first mock draft that you dropped?
I don't know if I have any huge surprise. I think, you know, a lot of us are trying to figure out what to do with the wide receivers, what to do with the offensive linemen. Could one or two of them slip to a later part in the first round, because there are so many of them that it just takes one to fall. If a team says, you know what, we're good at that position, and they go down the board a little bit. I am heavy LSU. I am heavy Alabama, like the odds have going in. I have Trevon Diggs in the first round. I think there's some questions about that. Another SEC player, but I have Javon Kinlaw at number 24. I looked at my draft when I put it together, and I said, you know, he could be a top 10 pick. He can go number 9 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So at 24, that might surprise a good amount of people because of his potential to be a top 10 pick. But I don't think if you look at what I've put together, it's going to surprise anybody. I'm chalkish, if that's the way to describe it, at quarterback. Burrow to the Bengals, Tua Tagovailoa to the Miami Dolphins at number 5, and Justin Herbert at number 6. And this is mock draft 1.0. Don't be surprised if I have some moves being made by teams. That's what would really shake it up, I think, before we get to the real draft in 2 weeks.
So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked you yesterday on 180, because I wanted to give you a little bit more time to think about it. If I set the wide receiver number right now at your 1.0 at 5.5, would you still take the over? And I feel like yesterday there was a little bit of a disagreement between you and I when it came to where exactly T. Higgins would fall, the East Tennessee product. I have him as low as 30 to the Green Bay Packers. Where do you have the Oak Ridge product going in your mock draft right now when they stop by the website?
Yeah, I have T. Higgins at number 21. He would be going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think it could be a good spot for him and for them at that position as they try to get younger and try to find more of a deep threat option. I still have questions about T. I think he's a no doubt NFL wide receiver, don't get me wrong, but in a draft that is so heavy at that position, he still has some things to prove with his size and his strength, and I think some NFL teams are trying to figure that out as well, especially when you can look at Justin Jefferson's a guy that I might have a little bit higher if I were drafting than where I put him in this mock draft. I have Justin Jefferson just getting into the first round at number 30 with the Green Bay Packers. So you and I both have the Packers taking a wide receiver. I just have Higgins off the board at that point. I like Denzel Mims from Baylor. I have him one spot behind T. Higgins, but it's difficult to rank 4 through 7 or 8. At that position, I would go with the top 3. I know there's a debate there. I think there's a pretty clear top 3, though, and that's Judy, Lamb from Oklahoma, and then also Henry Ruggs from Alabama. I have Judy going in the top 10, but I would go in order of how I would draft him. I would take Judy, then Lamb, then Henry Ruggs, unless you need that speed guy that can really change how teams view your offense, then maybe you bump Ruggs up a spot or two.
I know we're up against it here, Josh. Jordan Love, is he the fourth quarterback that you have taken, and where do you see the fourth quarterback going?
I do have him as the fourth quarterback in the first round, and right now I have the New England Patriots taking quarterback Jordan Love. That could be subject to change with my next mock draft as well, but right now I still have a difficult time buying into Jarrett Stidham being the quarterback that the Patriots will 100% rely on. I don't think that it's Brian Hoyer either. Right now, So do they look at this draft? Now, maybe they don't look at Jordan Love in the first round. Maybe they don't look at Jordan Love. But I think the Patriots still have to go after a quarterback in this draft if they're not going after a veteran in free agency. And there's no indication right now that that's happening. If that changes, if they were to say, you know what, let's take a shot on Cam Newton, see if we can work something out there, then maybe they don't go quarterback in the first round. But with the need, I would take a look at Love there.
Hey, Josh, if you had the number one overall pick in the best action movie stars draft, who is the best action movie star? It could be today, current, it could be past. Who's the one guy who comes to mind when I say action movies? Go.
I would say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my man.
It is Arnold, yeah. I'll agree it's Arnold there. It's absolutely Arnold that I would go with. We're learning about a little bit about each other when it comes to this, Josh. Kaner is very, very, very traditional when it comes to his picks on pretty much everything, and he kind of went with Stallone over Arnold as his first overall pick in this draft.
I don't have a problem with Stallone. I don't think it's an easy, okay, this is the guy you slotted at number one, then you figure everything out from there. But if Eric Kane says that it's Stallone, then I feel more comfortable saying that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
hey, Josh, where would you rank in your top nine? Would Jason Statham crack your top nine?
Yeah, I think he would crack my top nine. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. See, he would probably not crack my top 18.
Same here.
In terms of I think the bald statement that he has made, I think that actually intimidates his foes. So I think he's climbed up. Maybe the direction I'm going in my life as well. That's why I rank him a little bit higher.
That's fair.
Josh, we appreciate the time. The complete coverage of mock draft season available on the website at 991thesportsanimal.com, being brought to you by our friends Driven by Fleet Tire. Josh, we look forward to hearing you and Heather coming up noon to 3 p.m. on Sports 180.
All right, you got it. Thanks, guys.